We are on our series, Unstoppable Kingdom. Last month, we talked about the Unshakable Kingdom. Ngayon, pag-usapan natin, the Unstoppable Kingdom. Sabi mo nga, unstoppable. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, you are unstoppable. Di ba? Tama naman yun. If you're a child of God, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who can stand against you? And who can be against you? Diba? There's nothing, there's no one who could possibly stand against you if you're pursuing the will of God. Kaya, praise God. Nothing will ever stop us by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So last week, pinag-usapan natin Beauty and the Beast. Tama ba? Nandito ba kayo last week? Sino nandito last week? Yan. Sinong wala dito last week? Yan. Sinong wala ngayon dito? Ba, may nagtaas ng kamay? Okay. Last week, we talked about King Nebuchadnezzar becoming a beast because of his pride. Kapag ka pala ikaw ay sobrang palalo at sobrang yabang, ikaw ay nagmimistulang halimaw. Tama? Nagiging ikaw ay mabangis na hayop kapag ikaw ay punong-puno ng kapalaluan at kayabangan. Ngayon, pag-usapan natin yung anak ni King Nebuchadnezzar, none other than King Belshazzar. Siya yung heir to the throne. Siya ang naging hari. Okay? At anong matututunan natin dito? Again, one thing that this son never learned from his dad, he never learned to humble himself before God. Daniel chapter 5 verse 22, no, hanggang verse 28. Babasahin lang natin ito. Pwede bang tumayo lang kayo? No, as we read this passage, quick background lang, nagkaroon ng party. Nagpainom si King Belshazzar. Pinakuha ang lahat ng mga golden silver cups na galing pa sa templo ng Israel. At nag-inuman sila. At habang nag-iinuman sila, sabi niya ganoon, sambahin ang Diyos ng mga ginto. Sambahin ang Diyos ng pilak. So they worshiped the silver and the gold. And God was so angry with this act, with this gesture, defiance of God. So he saw a handwriting on the wall. Bigla na lang may nagsulat. Merong kamay na lang na ganoon na lumabas. Tapos nagsulat doon sa wall. Ang naisulat doon ay makikita natin ano, verse 22. Okay, basahin natin sabay-sabay. Verse 22, ready go. You are his successor, O Belshazzar, and you knew all this. Yet you have not humbled yourself, for you have proudly defied the Lord of heaven and have these cups from this temple brought before you. So God has sent this hand to write this message. This is a message that was written. Ano daw yun? Mene, Tekel, and Farsin. This is what these words mean. Mene means numbered. God has numbered the days of your reign and has brought it to an end. Tekel means weighed. You have been weighed on the balances and have not measured up. Parsin means divided. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. The Lord bless the reading of His word. Makakaupo na tayo in the presence of God. So lumabas yung words, Mene, Tekel, Parsin. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Mene means numbered. Binilang. No? Siguro kung lalagyan mo ng title ang pelikulang ito, bilang na ang araw mo. Parang ganyan. Bilang na ang araw mo. Or actually, for King Belshazzar, bilang na ang oras mo. Kasi that night, nangyari yung isinulat dun sa wall. He was overthrown that night by King Darius. Okay? So bilang na ang araw mo. Pangalawa, tekel. Anong ibig sabihin ng tekel? Tinimbang ka. Ngunit, yun. Tinimbang ka, ngunit kulang. Pelikula na naman yun. No? in-assess ka, in-appraise ka, at ayon sa iyong quality, sa quality control, hindi ka pumasa. Yun yun. At yung panghuli ay parsin, meaning divided. Your kingdom has been divided. Hinati ito sa dalawa. At ang pumalit sa kanya, si Darius, na pinuno ng dalawang bansa, Median and Persian. Medes and Persians, no? Kaya Medo-Persia. Katuparan ng pinangako ng Diyos kay Nebuchadnezzar sa kanyang tatay na yung, di ba, yung statwa ng ulo ng ginto, tapos yung banda rito, silver, ibig sabihin dalawang kaharian, no? Medes and Persia yon. Okay. So, nakakalungkot lang, ano? Di ba? When you talk about kingdoms, na how you wish there will be a smooth transition and succession. Parang ganito yan. Diba, nagpundar ka ng isang malaking kumpanya, no? At talagang malaking real estate. Diba? Tapos ang dami mo ng properties. Ang malungkot, ni isa sa mga anak mo, walang nagkagusto dun sa real estate. Ang gusto ng isa, nursing. Yung gusto ng isa, mag-abroad. Yung gusto ng isa ay IT. Ang layo-layo doon sa pinagpawisan mo, ano, pinaghirapan mo, pinundar mo, hindi mo maipamana kasi wala siyang pagpapahalaga doon sa iyong pinaghirapan. Parang hirap doon, di ba? There's, kumbaga sa isang magulang, parang hirap lang nung yung pinagpahalagahan mo, hindi pinagpapahalaga nung anak mo. Kaya nga ang sabi eh, there is no success without a successor. That's what John Maxwell said. No success without a successor. Sabi naman itong si Francis Kong, success is easy, but succession is difficult. Madaling magtagumpay. King Nebuchadnezzar was so successful, but the successor failed. Aanhin mo ang success kung yung successor mo nag-fail. Aanhin mong tagumpay sa buong mundo kung yung mga anak mo at mga disciples mo mag-fail. Ang hamon sa atin ngayon, paano mong maipapasa yung baton sa susunod na henerasyon? Okay? So, napansin nyo siguro may tatlong upuan dito sa harapan. I want to give an illustration. This is the parable of the three chairs given by Bruce Wilkerson. No? Decades ago, matagal na. Actually, na-preach ko na tong message na ito doon pa sa IS. Matagal ng panahon. Siguro, dalawang dekada na nakakaraan. Pero, nais kong ulitin uli itong mensahe na ito so that to hammer important points about passing the baton to the next generation and preparing the next generation. So, kung titingnan mo itong tatlong upuan na ito, this is much like King Nebuchadnezzar. Actually, ayon sa history, si Belshazzar is the third. King Nabonidus is the second. Kaya lang itong dalawang ito, co-regents or magkasamang the grain. No? Pero anyway, King Nebuchadnezzar was successful. Ito, medyo malamya. Ito, failure. Now, itong tatlong upuan na to represents people. At the end of this talk, this message, you will find out, and I hope you will find out, saan kayo nakaupo sa tatlo na to. Ang tatlong upuan na to represents three generation. First generation, second generation, third generation. At kung meron mang character sa Bible na mas maiintindihan natin ito is none other than Joshua. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn to Joshua chapter 24, verse 14 and 15. Kaharap ni Joshua yung buong bayan at hinamon niya ito. Sabi niya, sino ang paglilingkuran ninyo? Ang Diyos ba doon sa kabilang ilog? Diyos ng mga Mesopotamians o ang Diyos dito sa parting ito ng ilog, ang Diyos-Diyosa ng mga Amorites? But let it be known to you, ang sabi ni Joshua, no? But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. That's the conviction of Joshua. No, Joshua is this chair. Sabi niya, as for me and my children, my family, we will serve the Lord. We make it public. Gusto namin ipakita at gawing isa publiko ang lahat na kami ang paglilingkuran namin ng Diyos. Kayo, magpasya kayo sa inyong sarili. Pero ako, ang desisyon ko, me and my kids, we will serve the Lord. Okay? So, this is the first generation, like Joshua. Okay? This, on the other hand, no? So, sama na natin dito yung mga anak ni Joshua. Another generation, this is the next generation. Ano ang sabi sa scriptures tungkol sa sumunod na henerasyon pagkatapos ni Joshua? Pagkatapos ng pamilya niya, may sumunod na generation. Look at Judges chapter 2 verse 7. Judges chapter 2 verse 7. Basahin natin sabay-sabay ito. Ready, go? And the Israelites served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua, and the leaders who outlived him, and those who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. So this is Joshua generation. This is the generation of the elders who outlived Joshua. Namatay na si Joshua, ito ay nanatili. Okay? Sabi doon, itong generation na to, they know the Lord. This generation knows the Lord. This generation knows the Lord. Malinaw? Okay. What about this? Verse 10, ano sabi? And after that generation, all together, ready, go. And after that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things He had done for Israel. Wow! Paano nangyari yun? This knows the Lord. This knows the Lord. But this knows not the Lord. Walang alam. Hindi kilala ang Diyos. Hindi alam ang mga ginawa ng Diyos sa Israel. Paano nangyari yun? Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, itong first generation, no, marami sa atin, no, we can actually attest to the fact that kapag ikaw first generation ng parents mo, ang magulang mo eh, unang naging Christian, madali sa iyong maging Christian. Tama? Siguro, bago ka pa maging 12 anyos, Christian ka na. Kasi ito, sold out sa Lord eh. Let me call this chair commitment. Committed sa Lord. Sold out. Sold out. As in, sold out sa Lord. Okay? So, pagka pumunta yun sa church, bit-bit yung mga anak. At masaya naman yung mga anak. Kasi okay naman to si tatay at okay naman si nanay. Di ba? So, nasa prayer meeting, nasa live group, at masaya silang pumupunta sa church. So, hindi mahirap para sa'yo, kung ikaw nakaupo ka dito, hindi mahirap para sa'yo to embrace Christianity. Why? Because you see, your parents, they are authentic Christians. Although, they are not perfect. May nakikita kami isang pagkakamali sa kanila. Pero hindi alintana yon. Bakit? Nakikita mo that pag nag-pray sila, sincere. Totoo eh. No? Pagka sila nakaranas ng mga miracles sa Panginoon, totoo eh. Di ba? Okay? Kaya lang ito, ang sabi doon sa verse, if you will take a closer look at that verse, ang sabi dito, those who had seen, yun daw yung second generation, no? Throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the leaders who outlived him, those who had seen. Sabi mo nga, seen. They saw. Okay? So ito, they had the works of God. This generation saw. Nakita nila kung anong ginawa ng Diyos dito. Pero ang problema, dahil nakita lang nila, hindi sila ganun ka-sold out. You know what I mean? Hindi sila masyadong ganun ka-buhos. Kaya nga, it makes you wonder, itong mga taong ito, third generation, they don't want to have anything to do with this. Why? Kasi ito, sabi ng mga tao, itong third generation, sabi nila, ayoko dyan sa church na yan. Bakit? Mga ipokrito mga tao. You know, the church is filled with hypocrites. Mga peke, mga hindi naman totoo. Bakit mahirap itong maging Christian? Bakit ito madali? Pareho naman nilang they know the Lord, they know the Lord. What's the difference? This know the Lord, this know the Lord. Tapos pagdating dito, doesn't know the Lord. Why? Ba't mahirap ito maging Christian dito? Kasi ito, kita mo, authentic eh. Pagdating dito, medyo malabnaw na eh. Meron na mga compromises. Meron na mga pagsisinungaling. Meron na mga deklarasyon sa gobyerno na hindi totoo. Pupunta sa church, minsan critical. Half-hearted. No? So, it becomes religion. There is, seemingly, they look the same, they sound the same. Pero hindi ito authentic. And this is turned off. This is turned off by this. For example, let me give an example. Bawa, yung family mo, papunta ng church. Nakasakay sa kotse. Ito yung tatay mo, ito yung nanay mo, nagdadrive yung tatay mo. At bago kayo makarating sa church, nag-away yung mag-asawa. Nagtalo. As in, patungo ng church, ha? Kung kailan patungo ng church, saka mag-aaway. Away sila. Sagutan. Nung malapit na sa church, sabi ni tatay, you shut up. We are in church. So, shut up naman. Bumaba si tatay. Bababa niya. Binuksan niya ang pinto. Nasa church eh. Sabi niya sa misis niya, hawakan mo ako sa braso. No? Hawakan mo sa braso. Papasok tayo sa church. Ay, teka pala, yung Bible ko pala. Kailangan pala makita ng mga tao, may Bible ako. Tapos, babati sa mga tao, good morning! How are you today? Yeah. God is good. Amen. How are you doing? Perfect. Everything is well. Everything is fine. Wow. Kita mo, di ba? Ang galing. Tapos, pagdating mo sa church, at habang nag-worship, nagulat ka. Kasi, bigla na lang sinabi ni pastor, pwede bang ma-request si brother tinawag yung pangalan ng tatay mo na magbigay ng testimony? Tatay ko, magbigay ng testimony? Ano mo kaya sabihin nun? No? Anong sasabihin niya? Magte-testimony? Anyway, tatay mo tumayo. Siyempre, magte-testimony. Nagsimula na maglakad yung, alam mo, yung Christian walk. At nagbigay ng kanyang testimony. At ang sabi niya, mga kapatid, nung ako'y 17 anyos, tinanggap ko si Jesus bilang aking tagapagligtas. At mula noon, nabago ang buhay ko. Binago niya ang buhay ko. At ang kanyang salita ay naging bahagi ng aking buhay. Kung hindi mo pa nakakilala si Jesus, tanggapin mo na siya sa iyong puso. And your life will never be the same again. At tuwan-tuwa mga tao, bless the bless. Tangmatin din ito, tinangay pa ng hangin. Bago magtapos yung worship, tinawag na naman ni pastor yung tatay mo. At ang sabi, can we request you to close in prayer? Wow! Lumapit naman sa pulpito at nanalangin na naman yung tatay mo. At nagulat ka. Ang tindi ng panalangin. No? Hindi mo sukat akalain na makapapanalangin ng ganun katindi yung tatay mo. Grabe talaga.
Noon mo lang narinig. Kaya palang manalangin ang tatay mo ng ganong kagandang panalangin. At pagkatapos noon, no, uwi na. Masaya ang lahat. Okay? Sumakay ka uli sa auto. Pagsakay mo sa auto, pag-upo mo, nag-away na naman yung mag-asawa. Tinuloy yung laban. Round two. Hanggang makauwi sa bahay, nag-aaway, nagbabangayan. Tapos, bumaba ang tatay mo sa auto, hindi binuksan yung pinto. Wala naman sa church eh. Wala naman nakakakita. Hindi binuksan yung pinto ng nanay. Tapos, sa pagkainan, pray kayo. Sabi ng tatay, oh, pray tayo. Lord, salamat sa pagkain nito. In Jesus' name, amen. Kanin. What kind of Christianity is that? Masisisi mo ba to? Ang tingin niya, lahat ng tao sa church, puro ganito. Hypocrite. Compromising. Living double standards. Magaling lang sa harapan ng mga tao. Pero pag nakapanakit, masakit magsalita sa asawa, masakit magsalita sa mga anak. Ano klaseng Kristiyano yan? Di ba? Kaya ito, mahirap mong makumbinsi. Kasi nakikita lang niya, religion. Ang nakikita lang niya, acting. Hindi totoong Christianity. Hindi alam nito na merong ganitong Kristiyano. Sold out, solid, committed. Ang nakita lang niya, compromising Christians. I call this chair compromise. Compromise. This chair is the chair of conflict. Kasi hindi niya malaman kung saan siya pupunta eh. Walang model, walang role model. Okay? Alam mo, itong first generation Christians, they have the baton. And they pass the baton to the next generation. Now, this generation wanted to pass the baton to the next generation, but it falls. Why? Because this generation is full of self. This generation is filled with personal dreams, personal ambitions. If you will take a look at another scripture, this is David. This is Solomon. This is Rehoboam. This is David. And all that mattered to him is people, serving people, taking care of people, leading God's people. He loves people, the people of God. He had the works of God. This is David. First generation. Second generation, Solomon. He was so blessed. He wanted to learn from his dad. He started out well. prayed to God for wisdom. But eventually, somewhere along the way, nalaglag yung baton eh. Why? Because he was so consumed with himself, with this desire for money, desire for more of this world, that at the end of his life, he's more like this, immoral. Unfaithful. People in this second chair, diba? Ito, people. Ito, money. Ang value ni David is, how can I serve your people, Lord, more? Ang value ni Solomon, how can I have more money? Okay, the people seated in this chair, they're thinking about, ano bang trabaho, ano bang negosyo yung mas malaki ang kikitain ko? Ano bang career yung pag kinuha ko magiging milyonaryo agad ako? Ano ba yung malaki kikitain, yung pagkakakitaan talaga, so that I can buy whatever I want, I can travel, you know, I can build a better house, have more cars, no, I can show off, I can live in convenience, I can have a life of comfort. Nothing about eternal values. Saan ka nakaupo, kapatid? Where are you seated here? I'm a first generation Christian. I was the first one who got to know the Lord. Because I wanted to know Him. Pinanganak akong Katoliko. Bata pa lang ako, laman na ng simbahan. Miyerkules, ina nang laging sa Klolo. Biyernes, Nazareno. Sabado, biri ng barangay. Tuwing alas 6, Angelus, nasa bahay. Linggo, magkakasamang sumisimba. Pero ang feeling ko, ang layo ko sa Diyos. I wanted to experience God firsthand. I want Him. And at age 15, I got to know the Lord Jesus and my life was never the same again. He changed my life. And since then, my life was a journey of miracle upon miracle, a journey of faith, a journey of, you know, God breaking through my life. It's so good. But there was a time in my life that I almost slipped into this. Because again, I want a comfortable life. I want to be rich. Gusto ko maging mayaman eh. Gusto ko maging piloto eh. Gusto ko maging piloto kasi malaking kita ng piloto. Bukod sa malaki ang kita ng piloto, no, alam ko, mga piloto, mga gwapo talaga, maraming babae. Maraming stewardess. And I can travel. I can do whatever I want. With so much money, I can be so rich. But I have made the decision in my life. No, before I even got consumed with my selfish ambition, God arrested me. And God talked me out of it. And He called me to become a pastor. Kaya sabi nga nung kapatid ko, kumuha ka ng engineering, sagot ko ang tuition mo. Kuha ka ng medisina, sagot ko din. Magpiloto ka, sagot ko lahat, pati gasolina ng eroplano. Huwag ka lang magpastor. Di ba napaka-tempting na offer nun? Kahit anong course pwede kong kuhanin. No? But, for me, when I saw the beauty of Jesus and His passion for the lost, sabi ko, Lord, at any cost, I'm willing to follow You. And I let go. Sabi ko, di ko. I'm sorry ah. Gusto kong yumaman pero may ibang gusto ang Panginoon para sa akin eh. I wanted to be a pastor. Sabi niya, if you will pursue being a pastor, I will not support you. The family will not support you. I decided to stay here and live as a first chair Christian.
But I almost got tempted here. Yung bang wala kang inisip kundi sarili mo? Wala kang inisip kung para kumita ng pera? Wala kang inisip, hindi mo na inisip kung ano yung kapakanan ng kaluluwa ng iba? Wala ka nang inintindi?
If you're seated here, you must make a decision to move to the first chair. I just pray that you will just hate this chair. That you will detest this chair. Dapat kamuhian mo itong upuan na ito eh. Alam mo kung bakit? Yan ang responsable kung bakit ito ayaw sa Panginoon eh. Many people have stumbled. Many people got offended. No, and they decided they don't want to have anything to do with Jesus because of that. Children not wanting to become Christians. Why? Because they got offended with the second chair. They got hurt by that second chair. Kasi sa harapan ng mga tao, mukhang Kristiyano. Pero pag nasa bahay na, lutang na lutang ang ugali, makademonyo. Bakit pa ako magiging Christian? I just pray that there will come a time in your life na masabi mo talaga na, Lord, ayoko na itong second chair na ito. And I want to move up to the first chair. For the sake of the third generation. You know, when you hear this first generation, you will hear them testify. And when they give their testimony, they will say, no, kahapon, sa devotion ko, sabi si Philippians, no, maging matulungin. Pagpunta ko sa grocery, merong isang babae doon, kasama yung anak niya, kulang yung pera. So kami mag-asawa, nagkatinginan, binayaran namin yung grocery ng babae. Tapos tinulungan namin buhatin yung kanyang grocery hanggang doon sa tricycle. At nagtanong yung babae, ba't yung ginagawa ito sa akin? Ba't yung ako tinutulungan? At ang sagot ng misis ko ay, kasi mahal ka ni Jesus at ayaw ni Jesus na nagugutom ka. At nung marinig ng babae yon sa misis ko, ang sabi ng babae, gusto ko makilala si Jesus. Kahapon yon. Kahapon lang. That's the testimony of this. Pag narinig mong testimony nito, itong testimony niya. Nakilala ko si Jesus nung 16 years old ako at binago niya ang buhay ko. The end. At alam mo kung ilang taon na siya? 56 years old. Ang testimony niya, 40 years ago. Wala nang nangyari in between. Wala nang kwento ang kanyang buhay. Wala nang testimony. Wala nang breakthrough ang Diyos sa kanyang buhay. Why? Kasi his life is so distant from God. You know, bakit ayaw na itong sumampalataya? Kasi wala namang siyang nakitang galaw ng Diyos dito eh. Wala siyang nakitang himala dito. Wala siyang nakita na answered prayer, breakthrough, miracles. Wala. Ang meron lang ito, puro storya, puro kwento, kwento ng ibang tao, pero siya, wala siyang personal encounter with the living God. Kaya walang appeal dito. I challenge you, make a decision right now. Move from this chair to this chair. If you are seated on this chair, siguro first time mo mapunta sa church, hindi mo alam kung anong pinag-uusapan natin. But I'm challenging you,
Kung hindi mo pakilala si Jesus sa buhay mo, I'm challenging you to try Him and taste Him, how good He is. Because He's so good. He's so faithful. I want you to experience Him personally. And when you allow Him to come into your life, no, He will bring you to places, He will give you experiences beyond your wildest imagination. He's so good and He's so faithful. Totoo siya. No? Totoo siya. Ang kailangan mo lang, hayaan mo siyang pumasok sa puso mo at hayaan mo lang siyang maging tagapagligtas ng puso mo. At marahil, kailangan patawarin mo to. If you have been offended by this, if you have been hurt by this, you have to forgive that person. And decide from here, you transfer not to deceit, but to deceit. Kung ikaw naman nandito ka, no? Anong sinasabi ng Panginoon sa'yo? Meron pa sinabi si John. Hot? Lukewarm? Cold. Buti pa yung hot, may silbi. Buti pa yung cold, may silbi. Pero itong lukewarm, anong silbi nito? Wala. But you know what God is saying to the lukewarm church in Laodicea? You wanna know kung anong sinasabi ng Diyos dito sa lukewarm na ito? Ang sabi ng Lord, I love you. But you have to be zealous. You have to move to the first chair. You have to do your act together. You have to make a decision. Ayusin mong buhay mo. But I love you. God does not hate you. He loves you. You're a lukewarm Christian. Wala kang fire. Wala kang apoy. Bad example ka pa. God still loves you. Pero sabi niya, ayusin mo. Huwag kang makontento dito. Lumipat ka dito. Now, if you feel naman that you're seated in this chair, I challenge you. Siyasate mo yung sarili mo. Are you really sold out for the Lord? Kapag naupo ka sa upo na ito, you're willing to do anything for the Lord. You're willing to pay any price at all costs. Yung mga nakaupo dito, they experience miracles. They experience miracles firsthand. They experience the work of God firsthand. They're willing to pay any price. Nung sabi ko sa Lord, Lord, I want a church in U.S. Sabi niya, what's the price that you're going to pay? Nung nagkaroon tayo ng Shunammite, you remember the Shunammite? How many were here in the Shunammite? Yeah. The church, you know, you, nagkaroon po ng parang voluntary offering. And how much was that? That was 60,000 that was given to me. But the Lord told me, return it. Sabi ko, Lord, sige po, babalik ko. Basta sinabi mo, gagawin ko. I returned it, binalik ko yung 60,000, pero nilagyan ko ng pangalan. Lord, I want a name for this seed offering. And the name of this seed offering is Crossworld Las Vegas. Lord, I want to see a church in Las Vegas. I pay for my own fare going to America. And now, there's life group is ongoing every Friday. Every Friday. No? And I'm looking forward to the day na magkakaroon ng encounter sa Las Vegas, Nevada. Amen? Amen ba? Palakpakan natin ang Lord. At alam mong vision ko sa Las Vegas? A church in every casino. That's what I saw in my vision. In every casino, there is a church. So yung mga natatalo, pwede namin counselan, pwede nating counselan, at maging Christian, at hindi na siya magumon sa sugal. Diba? Imagine mo yon, nagpatayo si Satanas ng kasino para lang maborn again ng mga tao. Di ba? It makes sense. Praise God, si Satan nagpatayo ng mga kasino so that people can get to know Jesus. You know, that's my dream. That's my passion. Kung ikaw na upo ka dito, you're a first chair Christian. Tanungin mo ang Diyos, Lord, which part of the world do you want me to claim? I want more. I want more. No? I have this holy discontent. Lord, trade, bigay mo sa akin ng trade. Lord, bigay mo sa akin ng AMA. Bigay mo sa akin ng STI. Bigay mo sa akin ng... Ano nga pangalan ng bagong school na dito? Dating Mariano, ngayon ay? Ha? PCCM. Yeah, PCCM. Hindi naman Henry Villarica Colleges Foundation. Di naman. Okay. Diba? Kung nakaupo ka talaga dito, hey, come on! You... Mangarap ka naman ng matindi para sa Lord. Kasi pag nangarap ka ng matindi sa Lord, pangangarapin mo yung mga imposibleng mangyari. Hindi para sa sarili mo. Again, it's not for yourself. You dream big dreams for God and you will see miracles. Ang pangako ng Panginoon, I will supply every need of yours. So, anong trabaho mo? Ang trabaho ni God, mag-supply ng lahat ng pangangailangan mo. Anong trabaho mo? Mag-create ka ng needs. So, I'm good at creating needs. And I see miracles every day how God provides for this church. Amen ba? Amen ba? Be contented. Be discontented, I mean. No? Huwag kang masaya. Masaya lang ako saan ka nandun. Maharap ka naman ng mas malaki. You know why the prayer of Jabez has been touched millions of lives? Kasi nga, merong prayer si Jabez na, Lord, bless me. Sabi niya ganun, bless me. Enlarge my territory. Not only enlarge my territory, but guide me and deliver me from evil. Bless me, enlarge my territory. Kasi God wants to give you more for His glory. Sana when you pray, if you're seated here, and if you're seated here, huwag ka makontento sa kwento ng iba. Magsabihin na, ang ganda naman ng testimony nila. Grabe. Sila yon. E ikaw. What's your testimony? Kailan huling nag-breakthrough ang Diyos sa buhay mo? Kailan ka huling nakakita ng himala? Kailan huling sinagot ng Diyos ang panalangin mo? That's the first-hand experience. Hindi pwede kasi na sabihin mo sa kaibigan mo, bro, may ticket ako sa Vikings eh. Pwede bang ikain mo na lang ako? Pwede ba yun? Di ba hindi pwede yun? Kung gusto mo, dapat ikaw pumunta. Lalo namang masagawa yung sasabihin mo na sa idea mo, bro, busy ako, pwede bang i-date mo yung misis ko? Kasi busy ako eh. Ikwento mo na lang sa akin kung anong nangyari sa inyo. Manood kayo ng sine. Sinong matinong tao ang gagawa ng ganon? Eh, pero maraming tao nagsasabi ng ganyan, pwede bang i-devotion mo na lang ako? Pwede bang i-attend mo na lang ako ng church? Ikaw na lang ang umattend ng church para sa akin. Kwentuhan mo na lang ako kung anong nangyari sa church. Hindi pwede yun. Kwento ng iba yun eh. Ang mahalaga, yung kwento mo, ng kwento ng buhay mo kasama ang Diyos. Amen ba? Yung kwento ng buhay mo, how God worked in your life, how God moved in your life. You know, ang himala, hindi lang nangyayari dito. Miracles is so common in this. Be a first chair Christian. Miracles happen today. God answers prayer now. God heals diseases now. God breaks through in your weakness and the many obstacles in your life. God wants to intervene. But the question is, are you committed? Are you sold out? O nakontento ka na lang? Make up your mind. I want you to make a decision right now. Choose your chair. Where do you want to sit? I just pray
that you will say, Lord, I want a ringside seat. Ringside. Right before me is the action. But I just don't want the ringside. I want to be in the octagon with you. I want to be in the ring. It's fighting your battles. I want to experience it myself so that I can tell my children. I can tell my children what happened. And my children will desire to know you. Ang lagi ko nalang panalangin sa Panginoon, sabi ko, Lord, I have so many encounters with you. I have so many times that I have felt you. And I have so many times that I have proven that you're true. I have proven so many times that you will deliver. You heal. You provide. I want my children to experience the same. Kaya lang, I have to let go of my children and let them experience God firsthand. Sometimes God will break my children. Salamat sa Panginoon pag kami mga breaking. Kasi yung breaking is a test. At pag naipasa nila yung test, they will break through. And that will cement their faith in God. And their faith will blossom and their faith will grow in the Lord. Kasi hindi ko pwede ipamana yung faith ko lang eh. Isusubo ko lang sa kanila. They have to experience Jesus themselves. Kaya nga ang Diyos walang apo eh. Hindi pwedeng tatay ka o anak, Christian ako ah, o Christian ka na rin. Hindi pwedeng ganun. Dapat yung anak mo magkaroon ng personal na encounter sa Lord. At magiging lubos yung kanyang encounter sa Lord kung nakikita niyang totoo ka rin. At hindi ka peke. Authentic ka. Hindi naman perfect, pero totoo ka. We're not talking about perfect Christians here, huh? Because there is none. Kahit ako hindi. Kahit yung mga anak ko, nakikita din, may problema kaming mag-asawa minsan. But what we need is authentic Christianity. Where God can move freely. So I challenge you. You have to decide. I know marami sa atin nakaupo dito eh. You're not sold out. You're compromising. You're living a life double standard. Siguro nga, nagpo-pornography ka pa. 60% of the people are into pornography. May pandaraya sa tax. May pandaraya sa mga bagay-bagay. Sa buhay, may pagsisinungaling. Compromising. And that turns off the third generation. Make a decision. Leave this and transfer to the first chair. Third chair, people, receive Jesus Christ into your heart and leap, jump into the first chair and have a first-hand experience of God. Amen? So we close our eyes. Yes, Lord. Panginoon, tulungan mo po na huwag kami makontento sa aming kinauupuan kasalukuyan. At huwag ba kaming makontento sa pakikinig lang sa kwento ng iba? Huwag kaming makontento, Panginoon, na may nakikita kaming himala ng ibang tao. Galaw mo sa ibang tao. Lord, we want a first-hand experience of you. We want to encounter you in a very personal way. And make us sold out. Lord, help us to get rid of this lukewarm spirit. Give us back the passion and the fire for you and for your kingdom.
Kapatid, habang nakayuko tayo at nakapikit ang mga mata, kung pakiramdam mo, ikaw ay naupo ng matagal dito sa pangalawang upuan, the second chair,
and you're making a decision to move up to the first chair, can you just raise your hand? If you feel that you're living a double standard life, hindi ka magandang halimbawa eh.
And you want to make a commitment to the Lord, just raise your hand. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. I see many hands raised. Praise God. Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. Praise God.
Ikaw ba yung nasa pangatlong upuan? You're on the third chair. Meaning, this is your first time to be here. I challenge you. Why don't you try Jesus? Pardon the carnal Christians. Patawarin mo na yung mga nakita mong Christian na nakakatisod. Mga Christian na parang hindi totoong Christian. But the Lord is right here in front of you. And He wants to have a relationship with you. Would you allow Him to come into your life and make Him Lord and Savior of your life? Can you just raise your hand? If you want to have a personal relationship with Jesus, yes, I see your hand. Yes, brother, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Yung sinasabi mo na, Pastor, gusto ko rin makaranas ng totoong experience with God. Hindi yung nabasa ko lang sa libro, hindi yung napanood ko lang sa testimony ng ibang tao, hindi yung napakinggan kong patotoo ng iba. I want my own story with God. I want my own experience with God. I want my own encounter with Him. If that is your prayer, can you just raise your hand? Yes, I see your hand. Yes, 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 yes. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Pwede na ibaba mga kamay. And last, if you're seated at the first chair, I'm asking you the question, which part of the world are you willing to claim for God? Or na-stuck ka na? Nakontento ka na lang din? There's so much more in store for you. There's so much, a whole world waiting for you. What do you want to do for God? What do you want to claim for God? Ask for more. And see how God delivers and how God does miracle in your behalf. Can I see your hand? If you're saying, Lord, give me more fire. Give me more fire, Lord. Give me more fire. Give me more passion for you. Yes, I see your hands. God bless you. Yeah, pwedeng tumayo tayong lahat. I want to ask lahat ng second chair to please come forward. If you felt that, Pastor, honestly, I want to be honest, I want to be true, I'm a second chair Christian. Ayoko na dito, Pastor, ayoko na. Gusto ko na magbago, just come here, come forward. Many are coming. Those who wanted to receive Jesus Christ, nasa third chair kayo, can you also come? Come here in front. Those who wanted to receive Jesus Christ and have a personal encounter with Him, just come. And the rest, yung mga sold out first chair, come forward. Come forward. Second chair, Christian, I want you to confess your sins before God. Cry out to the Lord. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness for living
a double standard life, a compromising life. Ask for forgiveness for all the lies, for all the deception, for all the compromises. Christian smoking, drinking, in pornography. Confess. Christian committing adultery, immorality. The third chair is offended. The third chair is hurt by your life. But God is telling you, I love you. And I want you to change. I still love you. Manalangin ka sa Panginoon. Sabihin mo, taas natin mga kamay natin sa Panginoon. Sabihin mo, Panginoong Jesus, patawarin mo po ako. Dahil kahit ako born again, hindi totoo yung pagiging Kristiyano ko. Patawarin mo ako sa pagiging ipokrito. Mula po ngayon, mabubuhay ako para sa iyo. Lilipat ako mula sa pangalawang upuan patungo sa unang upuan. I want to be sold out for you, Lord. I want to live for you. Bring back the fire in my heart and the passion for you, Lord. I want a personal encounter with you. Firsthand. Lord, I want another miracle. Another testimony of your breakthrough in my life. Parang testimony ko hindi decades ago, kundi ang testimony ko kahapon lang. Kahapon lang nag-breakthrough ka sa buhay ko. Kahapon lang sinagot mo yung dalangin ko. Kahapon lang, Panginoong Diyos, naranasan kita. I want that testimony alive, dynamic. Lord, that's what I want. Yes, Jesus. Baba mo po yung mga kamay natin. Those who want to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, can you please put your hands on your chest near your heart? Lahat ng gustong tumanggap sa Panginoon, if you want to establish this new relationship with the Lord, can you pray with me? Sabi mo, Panginoong Jesus, nais kita sa aking puso. Ikaw na ang aking tagapagligtas at ikaw ang aking Panginoon. Nais kitang makita, nais kitang maranasan. Nais kitang matikman. Salamat, Panginoon, sa iyong pag-ibig sa akin. At mula po ngayon, mabubuhay ako para sa iyo. Taas natin lahat ang ating mga kamay sa Panginoon. Lord God, I pray for my brothers and sisters, those seated at the first chair right now, Lord God. I pray, Father God, enlarge the territory of my brother and my sister. Lord, I pray that my sister will ask for more of you, and ask for more miracles, Lord God. Ask for more intervention coming from you, Lord God. I pray, Father God, Lord, fire of the Holy Spirit will come upon my brother, my sister, Lord God, and the life will never be the same again. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want all of you to change your values. You change your values. Don't fix your eyes on temporal things. Huwag ka lang tumutok sa pagpapayaman. Huwag ka lang tumutok sa pagiging milyonaryo. Huwag ka lang tumutok sa karir mo. Huwag ka lang tumutok sa ikaliligaya ng buhay mo, ikagiginawa ng pamilya mo. Tutukan mo kung anong gusto ng Diyos para sa iyo. Tutukan mo kaharian ng Diyos.
be willing to pay the price for that eternal worth, eternal reward, that eternal price.
Pag yumamang ka, kapatid, magandang bahay mo, magandang sasakyan mo, maginhawang buhay mo. Pagdating mo sa langit, pulubi ka. Mag-impo ka ng kayamanan sa langit na hindi nananakaw at hindi naluluma.
When you're faithful to God, He will welcome you into His kingdom and will tell you, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you are faithful to me, I will make you in charge of cities, nations, continents, planets. And that's for all eternity. I don't want you to miss that. The eternal rewards. I don't want you to miss that. Kapatid, focus your eyes on the things of eternal worth. Focus your eyes on the things of God. Amen. I pray that you will be sold out for God. Be willing to live for Him and even die for Him. Can we sing the last two stanzas?
I see a vision of a generation sold out to you. I see a vision of a generation that would die for you.
Amen. That kind of vision, a generation sold out for the Lord, a generation willing to die for Him. I declare that as your generation. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon.
Pwede bang yakapin mo yung katabi mo, lalaki sa lalaki, babae sa babae, sabi mo, be sold out for Jesus. Be sold out for Jesus. You take your seats.
Okay, how do we pass the baton to the next generation? Actually, introduction pa lang yung kanina. Ito na yung message. So how do we prepare the next generation? Merong simple formula lang si Jesus. 4 points. Number one, I do it, you watch me do it. Okay, ang gagawin ko to, anak, disciple, panoorin mo ako. Then, we do it together. Then, gawin natin pareho. Okay? Magkatuwang tayo. Gagawin natin dalawa. So that you will also have a taste of how it is to work with God. And then, pagka nagawa nyo na pareho, sabi mo, you do it, and I'll watch you do it. I'll coach you. Pero ikaw ang gagawa, ikaw lang. Then panghuli, okay, you do it, and I'll go. Leave. So, simple formula ni Jesus when He discipled the 12. No? Una, ginawa niya, pinakita niya how it's done. And then, sinabi niya yung mga disciples niya, come, let us do it together. And then, mayama sabi niya, okay, you do it. I'll pray for you, I'll watch over you, and I will coach you. And then panghuli, sabi niya, okay, you do it and I'm gone. Okay, I'm gone. I'm going to heaven. That's how you prepare the next generation. That's how you prepare your children, no, for the future. So that they will too love the Lord with all their heart and soul. Okay? So, let me show this to you. Paano gagawin yan? So,
Siguro tawagan natin si ano, si Ebong, si engineer, Ebong engineer, sino pa ba? Adam, you're here. Alika, alika Adam, Adam. Adam 2. Okay. Okay. So, come here. So, ang paborito ko, isa sa paborito ko sa track and field during Olympics is the 4 by 100 meter relay. Di ba? Yung pinapasa yung baton. No? So, gusto kong maipakita sa atin itong mga leaders natin how it's done. Okay? So, engineer, pwede ba ikaw doon sa first leg? Ikaw mong susunod dito sa may pag-akyat. Adam, dito ka. Dito ka. At okay. And then, ikaw dyan ka. Ang finish line doon, ha? Dito sa may kulay pula. Dito ka lang, dito. Dito ka lang. Dito ka muna. Yan. So, tingnan natin kung palagay nyo, ipapasa kaya nilang maayos. Hindi kaya malalaglag yung baton? Ano sa tingin nyo? Wala silang pakiramdam. I-cheer nyo naman yung ating runners. Woo! Okay, engineer, are you ready? Are you ready, engineer? Are you ready, Ebong? Are you ready, Adam? Adam. Okay, let's get it on. On your mark. Get set. Go! Wow. So that's how it's done, ano? Buti na lang at hindi nalaglag, ano? Hindi nalaglag. Pero okay. So mag-haddle muna kami, ha. Mag-haddle muna kami. Okay, pag-usapan lang namin susunod natin gagawin. Okay. Okay. We will now show you the better way of doing it. The better way of doing it. Okay. This is the Christian way, the Jesus way of the 4 by 100 meter relay. No, titingnan natin how it's done Jesus way. On your mark. Teka muna, cheer niyo muna, cheer. Cheer. Woo! How you do it. Di ba? Hindi yung pag pinasa mo, bahala ka sa buhay mo. Di ba? Pinasa mo, pero sinamahan mo pa rin. Di ba? Sinamahan mo pa rin. Tapos pinasa mo, sinamahan mo pa rin hanggang lahat kayo will cross the finish line. That's how it's done the Lord Jesus way. Palapakan natin ang Lord. Thank you very much and God bless you.